You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferrick. Coming up, we talk to an economist about what the state's low unemployment rate means for businesses looking to hire. First, it's time for our weekly roundup of state news. More details are being released about the death of a Milwaukee police officer, the second officer death for the department in the last 2 months. And Governor Walker is proposing a new tuition freeze for UW schools if he's reelected. Robert Menser joins us now for a look at those stories and more. He's a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, and he's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Why, thank you.
I want to start with a look at the story in Milwaukee. They lost a police officer in the line of duty, 52-year-old Michael Michalski. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett recounting what he's been told about Officer Michalski.
They said he embodied the professionalism and the respect that we all want to see throughout our police department. That he was the one that oftentimes was sent into the most difficult situations because of his ability to communicate with people, because of the level of respect that he showed individuals regardless of where they stood in the community.
So, Rob, what are we finding out about the circumstances that led to his death?
Sure. So this is a tough story, and it's been one of the biggest stories to follow this week. So Michalski was part of a Special Investigations Division, which is a new unit in the Milwaukee Police Department that is really designed to go after repeat offenders, violent criminals, people who are a threat to public safety. They were pursuing a man who was a convicted felon who had warrants out for drug offenses and domestic violence. They found him. He ran inside a house, and officers tried to follow him. And then police say that the man started firing on them, and one of those shots killed Michalski.
And this isn't the only loss the Milwaukee Police Department is dealing with in the last couple of months, right?
Right. Yeah. Not even 2 months ago, an officer was killed in a car crash as he was pursuing a reckless driver, and that was the department's department's first death in the line of duty in 22 years. So to have two in a summer is devastating.
And we heard a bit from Mayor Barrett earlier, but how is Michalski being remembered?
Sure. So Michalski was 52. He had been with the Milwaukee Police Department for 17 years. He was married and had three sons. This is a time of memorials, but he really seems to have been really sincere in his as a public servant in trying to make the community of Milwaukee better. There's a new report that just posted like within the last 15 minutes by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the role that Michalski's faith played in his life and his work as a police officer, and I would recommend it. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Move on to another story now, Rob. This issue of a tuition freeze, it's been ongoing at UW campuses for some years now. It's an election issue now. Governor Walker said this week that if reelected, he would want to extend the tuition freeze currently in place for UW campuses for another 4 years. Can you put this in some context for us?
Right. So, I guess politically, from Walker's perspective, this is sort of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if he were reelected and the tuition freeze were extended for 4 more years, that would be a 10-year-long tuition freeze. That is a long time for the University of Wisconsin system. Of course, like the UW administrator's point is that if there is inflation happening in the world, then every year they're not allowed to increase tuition is effectively a cut in their funding, happening at the same time that funding may be cut by state government. So they see that as a hardship. But for people who have to pay tuition, I think it's more of a more politically popular policy.
And Democratic candidates for governor have been responding. There are 8 of them. But what are some of the main things you've been hearing from them?
Well, I sort of jumped into the politics straight away, right? But this is why you see Democratic politicians who many of the leading candidates are also in favor of a tuition freeze, and some are in favor of cutting UW tuitions. Their perspective tends to be that the state ought to stop cutting funds to the UW system. But there's like no politician who wants to say that the cost should increase to families who pay tuition.
Right. But the argument then is over not that tuition revenue for the university system, but general purpose revenue, the state budget, and the portion of that that goes to higher education. That might be a point of debate in the months to come.
Right, exactly. So, and you know, university funding is complicated. Tuition is a slice, and state funding is a slice. And like, there's donations. There's the universities have these large budgets. So there is room for debate on what is the exact right share of all those things. But it does feel like, I mean, a tuition freeze on some level, it is the I think everyone who's sort of studies this as a policy matter says that it's a superficial issue. It's a way that to get political attention, but it does not address underlying issues about, you know, what you want the UW to be.
Talking about some of the top Wisconsin news stories of the week with Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin. Rob, Josh Hader, Milwaukee Brewers relief pitcher, has made his first couple of appearances on the mound after some controversy over tweets he'd made in his teen years with racist, sexist, and homophobic elements to them. Bring us up to date on the story.
Yeah, I mean, the tweets were bad. These were bad tweets, Rob. This came out sort of during the All-Star game. Somebody, maybe because of the sort of a higher profile of that national spotlight, but somebody dug through these old tweets that he had posted when he was 17, like 2011, 2012, and there was a bunch of offensive stuff. He actually wrote, "I hate gay people." He tweeted KKK at one point. It's like not great. So the Major League Baseball has ordered him to take sensitivity training. He came out with an apology that really seemed like an actual apology. Like it was not one of these "I'm sorry if you were offended" kind of things. He said he was sorry, and he doesn't hold those views, and there's no excuse for what he wrote. So he came out and pitched in Milwaukee and got a big standing ovation from the crowd, which became sort of a point of controversy in itself.
Right. What kind of reactions have people had since he's been back on the mound now?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that the fact that he was 17 is not, you know, that is material to this, right? The fact that his apology is a real apology is material to it, and yet still there was some folks who felt like, essentially by sort of, you know, I don't know, rising, giving a standing ovation to the guy, that that it was a little too soon, you know. They're sort of saying like it's no big deal to make these offensive statements. Also, should be said, a little sports tribalism is at play here. He was booed when he appeared not in Milwaukee. So I think your opinion about the seriousness of Josh Hader's offenses here may be partly colored by whether or not it's in your interest to root for the Milwaukee Brewers.
And another sports-related story before we wrap up, Rob. It's been a long wait. Yesterday, we found out about the naming rights for the new Milwaukee Bucks Arena opening this year. Who ended up getting those naming rights?
Fiserv, Rob. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know naming rights are like part of life. I have no specific beef with this financial services company, but man, Fiserv Forum, that is a boring name. Am I right?
I will not weigh in on that, Rob, but it's not the most exciting venue name we've ever seen. And this company, Fiserv, it's kind of a behind-the-scenes company, right? They do stuff that is kind of back-end stuff for credit unions and banks. It's not something that consumers are generally going to be familiar with.
Right, or haven't been up until now, but now they got their name on this this fancy new stadium and arena. So I guess they're gonna jump to the front of people's minds.
And Rob, we'd had a little office pool with no money on the line going, and you got into it. You had guessed Johnsonville. Other ideas out there were American Family, Johnson Controls, and Manpower. All of us wrong.
Boy, yeah, no one reached for
Fiserv.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there, Rob. And, you know, naming rights for Central Time, Rob, if you're interested, you can bid. This is Rob Mentzer, Central Time? Yeah, maybe.
Rob Mentzer, Central Time? All right, well, I'll talk to your people.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Rob.
All right, thank you.
It's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau.